Sometimes we had to go on duty when we were ill prepared to be taking charge. So it's at two stripes, we were doing things on night duty and things like that that we should never have been doing. We had supervised sisters, but we weren't experienced enough. In a lot of a sense,
that?
Of not being able to do. I just took it for granted. But I was always nosy. I'd go and ask people if I didn't know how to do something. But I felt that my care was inadequate because I just wasn't. And that's when they had the polio epidemic. And all of those people came in on the heart-lung machines in the early 60s. I was training them. Mm.
And you were... You felt that you really weren't prepared.
Mm.
That was a bit worrying, wasn't
mm.
it?
And we were a little bit worried. And it was okay for a straight ward, just an ordinary ward handing out medicine. All of that didn't bother us. But it was where we had to come into these specialised areas and be of help. But it was inundated with people with polio and people with tetanus around that time. So we all had to be called in to do our bits. I learnt a lot.